The need for immigration reform. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It's just a bad situation for us farmers, and not only tobacco farmers, people growing tomatoes, people growing fruits and vegetables. And the guys that we've got, they'd be tickled to death working for $6 or $7 an hour. But we just can't continue with everything else going up, fuel prices and everything else. It's just going to be hard for us to stay in business.
Robertson County tobacco producer Sammy Bryant says the H-2A program he's been using for the last several years needs reform.
The tobacco price is off 20 cents a pound from what they were last year, and labor's gone up. When we first started working them, they were like $5.30 an hour. They've gone from $5.30 to $8.17, and the way I understand it's mandated through Congress that they're going up again next year, and eventually we're getting less for our tobacco, and eventually we're going to be out of business if we don't get this, the price of them dropped.
Bryant is like many Tennessee and American farmers that depend on migrant labor, but the cost of other inputs and the lack of an increase in their products they produce is just not adding up to good business, and farmers are pushing for labor reform. American Farm Bureau labor specialist Austin Perez says wages need to match what and where the job is being performed.
So it's absolutely critical that we attenuate, that we tailor the wage rate to specific occupations in local areas within a state. And so I think that what we need to do, the bottom line is that we need Congress to make sure that we have the same wage rate that applies to all other temporary worker programs and have a market-based wage rate that is based on the occupations of labor that we're trying to find, that for which we're trying to seek labor.
Now, Perez says bipartisan legislation headed up by House Ag Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte is being considered in Congress that would work to more fairly pay migrant workers the job they are performing. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.